Hey, dear ones, did you know that you have a built-in compass guiding you to your soul mission with all the tools you need to fulfill that soul mission? Sound exciting? Then join me for a Soul Blueprint, the only certification program that reveals how to amplify your five spiritual gifts so you can consciously create a life and business of massive soul aligned success. Enroll now at AllisonScammell.com/soul blueprint. And you can find that link in the show notes. Hey ho, dear ones. This is the first Soul Guide Radio episode of the year. And I typically start the years with soul guided planning. I love planning. I love soul guided planning. And I did a two-part series about soul guided planning this time last year. And we will link to those episodes in the show notes, but I was really inspired to start the year with something else. And the very, very reason I am so inspired to record this episode is because the absolute from the heart amount of enhanced joy and creativity I have experienced in my own life in this, I would say in the past 12 months, by doing exactly what I'm going to be uncovering and revealing in today's super joyous and creative episode of Soul Guide Radio, where I'm going to be talking about your human design arrows and how they point you to setting up your every business day, the optimal way for you and your unique energy so that you can thrive. And I'm so excited to share all the juicy nuggets I have for you today. So let's go ahead and get to it. In today's episode, I reveal the two human design arrows that can help you set up the perfect business day, how to understand your specific arrows individually, and how the two arrows taken together point you to a more joyous, creative, and eventually prosperous business day. I'll end on an invitation that will have you making simple tweaks and refines in your environment and daily routine that will lead to a hugely up-leveled quality of life inside of your business. So please stay with me until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We'll explore how you can activate your big soul mission, amplify your spiritual gifts, and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide. Hello, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this global community of soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we are pursuing our soul-guided dreams while lifting up humanity. Find a link to join our closed Facebook group at AllisonScammell.com or in the show notes. Today, we're talking about our human design arrows and how we can specifically use them to set up the perfect business environment and routine that works amazingly for your energy and leads to a true up-leveling of joy, creativity, and that will then lead to an uptick in revenue. So I'm really, really excited to share this because when I reflect back on the past 12 months, I think this has been one of my biggest up-leveling. And it's really simple what I'm going to share with you. But man, I'm 47 years old and I'm just figuring this out. And I realized some things I was just doing plain wrong. And I'm going to be revealing that in just a sec. So let's get to the human design arrows. You know, they're not really talked about that often in human design. And if you're on the newer side, we have a couple links in the show notes for you to run your chart for free. I do recommend you doing that. If you don't have your chart handy, don't worry about it. Just keep listening because once you get back to your desk, back home to check out your chart or run your chart, you'll be able to quickly understand what your arrows are telling you. And it might be even an idea to listen to this episode twice, because I really do feel that what I'm going to share is that powerful. Okay, there are four human design arrows that are found around the head of the body graph. And these arrows are also called the variables or the four transformations. And the arrows show us how we best approach routines, the environments we thrive in, how we best set and go after goals or our manifestations, and how we prefer to learn or take in information. And the four arrows are either pointing left or right. When you have an arrow that is left pointing or a left facing variable, this represents that you have a more active or strategic energy in this category. And I'm going to be revealing the categories in just a sec. And it can be referred to as a more masculine energy. This energy typically enjoys having a plan and then following it. Some of the qualities of left-facing arrows are logical, structure, analytical. It can be a little competitive, it's objective, and it's results-oriented. There can be a sense of urgency, and it is kind of head-focused. And this is so funny, you guys, because you know how I'm all about intuition and channeling and being out of my head and in my heart. And I have three left pointing arrows. So I also have defined head center, defined ajna. So I am a direct channel to source. And I have a lot of that too in my chart. But I also have a lot of thinking in my chart and masculine energy. And that does create a push-pull energy. And we all have push-pull energies in our chart. So it's two things that are both true, and they can bump up against each other because it can feel like a conflict, even though it's not really. It's all by design. And if you'd like to learn more about push-pull energy, I recorded an episode on that and we'll leave a link in the show notes. So in contrast, we have the right-facing variables or right-pointing arrows. And these arrows are more receptive and intuitive in nature and can be associated with the feminine archetype. These variables are about taking in information one bit at a time until the whole picture can be seen. This energy favors operating according to intuition, faith, and trust, and not getting too tied down to a plan. So those of you with right-facing arrows are going to be very happy that I'm recording this episode instead of the soul-guided planning episode, and you left-facing arrows are going to be like, oh no, Allison should have stuck with the soul-guided planning. Some traits of this feminine right-facing arrow are values, intuition, openness, collaborative, subjective, process-oriented, patient, and heart-focused. Remember, ultimately, we all have all parts of the chart. So this is just how we tend to show up most consistently. Interestingly, some people call these right-left pointing arrows the old paradigm versus the new paradigm. So the old paradigm is that masculine, logical approach to figuring out problems. And the new paradigm is that more intuitive, feminine approach. And I think I kind of buy that. In no way, shape, or form is one good or one bad. It's just part of our evolution. And the left-facing arrows are kind of more in alignment to the way things have been. And the right-facing arrows are more in alignment to where we're growing to. So I think this is important to raise, because for your right-facing arrows, you might find that you show up differently than how we are socially conditioned to show up, because the collective shows up collectively in a more masculine energy. So just having this awareness that those especially right-facing arrows, you might be wanting to show up differently than how you were taught to, and just to honor that. All right, we are going to be exploring two of the four arrows in this episode, and I will certainly be recording an episode in the future that gets to the other two, but these are the two that I'd really love for you to hone in on in terms of setting up your business environment and your business routine. So your average business day. If you can align your average business day to your specific arrows, I'm telling you, you are going to be sending me a thank you note for recording this episode, because it is going to create massive, massive shifts in your experience towards the more joyful, the more creative, the more abundant. So let's start with the first arrow, which is the digestion arrow. And that is the top left arrow on your body graph. And this represents how we take in or digest the world around us and how we set up our routines. Okay? So this is how we digest information, and this is how we approach routines. The second arrow that really contributes to setting up a business day that works for you and your energy is the environment arrow, and that is the bottom left arrow. So we're exploring today the two arrows on the left side of the body graph. The environmental arrow represents how we prefer to exist in physical spaces in our environment and the consistency with which we approach discipline or routines in our lives. So you can already see if people have two different arrows. If your arrows are different with digestion environment, you can see right away that there's going to be push-pull energy. And I'm going to be telling you what you can do if you have that, because guess what? I have that. All right. Let's get into how to understand your arrows individually. Let's get back to that digestion arrow, which is about how we take in, digest the world around us, and how we set routines. If you have a left-facing arrow, and I do, you will like consistency and structure in your daily routines. That will be helpful for you. That will help you to feel more productive and in alignment to your energy. You thrive with a predictable and consistent schedule. And it's freeing for you to take on the day when you know what to expect and ahead of time. You're also someone who probably can eat the same things over and over again and be totally okay with it, because there's that consistency. So you want to lean into creating schedules and routines for yourself, because this will be supportive for you. You're also able to take in and absorb a lot of information very well. If you have a right-facing digestion arrow, a structured, predictable routine or schedule is not necessary for you. So you can see how this is so different and how this can really help you if you aren't in alignment to your arrow. You can change things up on a daily basis and allow for more fluidity in your schedule, so you can approach things with a more go with the flow attitude. You can also see here how we write facing arrows, I say we, I don't have a right facing arrow here. So I'll say you right facing arrows, you're not rewarded in our system, who will tell you if you take any sort of nuts and bolts, how to be productive course, it's going to be all left facing arrow stuff. So I'll be super happy and eating it up. But you with right facing arrows, you're going to say this feels yucky to me. This feels suffocating. You like to get creative with what you eat. So let yourself try lots of different things. You take in information in a broader, more generalized manner. So you take your time with the way you learn and take things in to allow yourself to fully absorb it. So you absorb information bit by bit, whilst we left-facing arrows are quite happy to hoover the information up. Don't you just find this fascinating? I find it so fascinating. And I'm going to say it again. We do not talk about the human design arrows enough, so I am so quite happy to be talking about it with you right now. Let's move over to the environment arrow, the bottom left-hand arrow. You thrive in a consistent, with a left-facing arrow, a consistent environment, okay? So this is not routines. This is our outer surroundings. It probably feels good for you to sleep, eat, and work in the same places every day. When you go somewhere new, you need time to really familiarize yourself with your surroundings and feel comfortable in them before moving on to something new. Allow yourself to enjoy the predictability of frequenting the same spots and sticking with what works, since this will likely feel best to you. So you are the person in a business sense that wants to create a home sanctuary if you work from home, or your office really needs to be a sanctuary. You set it up with the best desk and chair and art, and this is just a sanctuary. I call my home office my layer of enlightenment. This ideally is a layer of enlightenment for you to really go to consistently, and this is where you are going to thrive best on the day-to-day in the same environment. We right-facing arrows, this is my only right-facing arrow, we enjoy variety and flexibility with where we spend our time. It's good for us to travel around and spend time in different environments, switching up where we work and the way we do things on a daily basis. You can still have discipline in your daily routines, but don't be too rigid with it. Allow movement and freedom for yourself, trying out different places and experiences to see what feels good. And this brings us nicely to how the two arrows taken together point you to a more joyous, creative, and eventually prosperous business day. So there's four options here. Either you have two left-facing, two right-facing, or you have two opposing, and there's two different options on the opposing. So let's say you have two left-facing arrows here. You can see that you are best served to have a lot of structure in your routine and in your home environment. You have an office sanctuary. You are planning your days in the morning. I recommend that you have a weekly plan, that you do some soul-guided planning on a Sunday before the week starts, and then you even take a little time out for daily planning. This is really going to serve you. But a shadow of the left arrows is we get attached to the plan. So invite in some of that feminine go with the flow energy to know that you have the plan, but the plan is always fluid and it's always going to adjust with your day and the circumstances. But you will really serve yourself and support yourself by taking some time to create that office sanctuary, that layer of enlightenment, and to take some time out at the beginning of the year, the quarter, the month, the week, the day, for a bit of planning to really know what to expect as you approach your business day. If you have two right-facing arrows, it's basically the opposite of all that. You want to be very fluid, go with the flow, find out what your energy wants on a given day and give your energy what it wants. You will want to try a lot of different environments. You can consider yourself a digital nomad. You will want to try different coffee shops, co-working places. If the weather's nice, you know, go to the beach, go to the mountain, go to the lake, go to the forest. Trying a variety of different environments and finding, always being experimental and finding those environments that feel the best for you. The shadow with the right facing arrow is that energy being so in the flow can feel a little directionless, because a little bit of structure can actually be helpful. So if you ever find yourself a little bit too in the flow and feeling a bit scattered, see if you can bring a little bit of structure to your day. Maybe you want to think about the top three things that you want to complete during the day, or something that would feel good to give yourself structure so that you can be in the flow but inside a bit of structure. If you have different pointing arrows, you will feel some push-pull energy here for sure, and that is okay. this is going to require a little bit of extra mindfulness, experimentation for you to find the formula that works for you. And I talked about this in my push-pull energy episode. Getting to the heart of the push-pull and getting to the point where you really find the alignment within the push-pull is some of the most rewarding discoveries that you can uncover. So to give you an example of how I do it, I have that left digestion arrow and the right environmental arrow. So I have also a layer of enlightenment. I have really spent some time to create a very beautiful, amazing home office for myself. However, the trap I had fallen into is that I was working all day, every day from my home office, and I started to feel like a prisoner in this office. But when I started to align to my right-facing environmental arrow, I started going to different coffee shops, co-working spots. I just started to experiment. I'm still experimenting. I felt like I was turned alive. And I realized that my home office really was starting to feel like a cage, and I didn't even realize it. However, I have to teach classes. I have to record podcast episodes. I record video trainings. I have one-on-one clients, and I prefer to do those things in my layer of enlightenment, in my office, okay? So this is good feedback for me to enable me to get into alignment to my left-facing digestion arrow, which is about my routine. So I know in my routine, I set it up that all podcast recordings, video recordings, classes and clients that essentially involve me up to a microphone needs to be in my home office. So I set my routine up such that the morning hours is all creative work, mostly writing and prospecting clients, prospecting via email. So that's when I do my writing, and I do that typically at a coffee shop or co-working space. And that's when I'm scratching the itch of my right-facing environmental arrow to get to a variety of different environments. And then the afternoons are my times for clients, classes, and recordings, and I'm back in my home office. And I feel good being in my home office if I don't spend too much time in it. I start to feel suffocated now that I've aligned my energy. I realize how suffocating it can feel if I spend too much time here. The other thing I do to bring structure to my day is I realize in an average week, I can handle up to about 9 meaty tasks. And let's say one task is going to last me anywhere between an hour to an hour and a half. So maybe that's one email to my list. It's one podcast episode recording. It's one updating of a landing page. So I have everything scheduled in 9 main tasks. However, I only pre-schedule 6 of those tasks. So I have 3 tasks on Monday, 3 tasks on Tuesday scheduled in advance, and 3 tasks on Wednesday. You can see this is my left-facing digestion arrow at work here. It's very organized. Thursday, I keep schedule-less in case I get behind, because typically tasks take longer. You know, it always takes longer than you think it's gonna. So that way I have Thursday. If I got my 6 tasks done, then and only then can I add more. But if I didn't, then I have Thursday to finish, and then I take Friday off. So you can see, I allow myself 3 tasks per day, Monday through Thursday. So I have my structure. I have my 9 tasks. Typically, those tasks are done in the morning. And typically, that my morning time is spent in a coffee shop. So I have the structure to my day, and I have the varying environments. Then I come back to my home office in the afternoon for clients and classes. So I'm really, with this process, scratching the itch of both arrows and finding the harmony in the push-pull. If you have a right-facing digestion arrow and a left-facing environmental arrow, then you're going to want to set up your office sanctuary and then have your day be very free flowing without too much rigidity to it. So you can be in the flow and be in the flow of your energy, but from your home office sanctuary. So I'm telling you guys, wherever you are, maybe you're pretty familiar with your arrows and you're already aligned to it. How can you take it to the next level? Like, how can you create an environment that's just is like, this is unbelievable? So how can you go next level in your office sanctuary and your ability to be a digital nomad? I mean, listen, the digital nomading, I like to work in different coffee shops, but I also like to work on trains. I like to work in new countries whilst on holiday, at the ocean, at the pool. I mean, I'm just sort of scratching the surface of this right-facing environmental arrow. So you can always go deeper and deeper and deeper with your plan. How can you set it up, you left-facing arrows, to give it a structure that just feels amazing and leads to consistent, easeful productivity? You right-facing arrows, how can you go in the flow but still get all of your work done at the end of the work week in a way that feels harmonious to you? And remember, you right-facing arrows may find this a little bit more challenging because we live in a left-facing world. So just be true to you and what you need and honor that, and you will find the joy and the creativity and the harmony and the abundance in your everyday business day. Your invitation this week is to start the year by exploring these two human design arrows. Start with your digestion. How do you consume information? Do you need a rigid plan? Do you need something free-flowing? Then move on to your environment. Are you home sanctuary or digital nomad? And then bring the two together. How can they most harmoniously work together given your specific energy? And remember, this is just how our energy shows up most consistently. So if your energy is showing up a little bit differently than what I offered, always, always, always go with what feels true for you. And my dear ones, if you received any juicy nuggets of wisdom and or otherwise from this episode, I'd be so grateful for a rating and review. There is a link in the show notes where you can do just that. And I would be so grateful, and I would read your lovely words on the air. And until next time, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to deepen your connection to your intuitive gifts? Then it's time for 10 High Vibe Minutes, the ultimate daily mindfulness practice for soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In only 10 minutes per day, you'll keep your energy high vibe and aligned to your highest dreams while transforming your daily practice into a powerful tool to manifest big wealth and abundance. Get free access now on my website, alisonscammell.com, or in the show notes.